With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The flippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racial consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9-844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, an author in the UK did about 2 years of research and found the zodiac sign that has the most serial killers.
Ooh, huh. I hope it's mine.
You're not working on it.
If I had to guess.
Yeah.
No, it's right here. I can find it.
Okay. I'll say Cancer.
Aquarius.
Pisces.
Taurus.
Taurus, the
Taurus.
Bull.
The
what
bull.
Month, what month is that?
I'm not working on May.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some golfers in Hawaii now. Continue playing golf.
Yeah, right now.
Right
basically.
Now. If you're born right now, you're a serial killer. Happy birthday, serial killers.
Yeah, my son just turned 6.
Yes, happy birthday.
I just apologize in advance if he kills people. What can I do?
He was so nice growing up.
Yep.
My daughter as well.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she seems like one.
Uh-huh.
Crap, I don't even know which one you're talking about, so it's both.
Oh, no, your mom?
My
too.
Mom, man.
Oh, you know, I met your mom. I'm like, that's a serial killer. For sure.
Some golfers in Hawaii continued playing golf while the volcano started spewing a huge cloud of ash nearby, and someone got photos of it.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care.
They're in Hawaii. They're going to golf.
No, golfers don't care. You know those iconic shots of when there were wildfires last summer in eastern Washington?
Yep.
The whole side of the hillsides are burning down and just
alligators.
Like, it looks like the apocalypse and they're just,
wildfires.
We're going to keep on playing, man. Like, if you got a tea time, you're playing.
Just makes for a neat atmosphere.
Unless it's thunder showers.
I got to say, though, but that just seems a little ridiculous to me. Like, you're in dangerous situations. Like,
they absolutely are.
Like, but why go play golf?
You know what? You're right.
Yep.
But it's one of those moments where I go, this is why you don't bother to have laws about it. If these guys want to go golf on a golf course in a volcanic eruption, what are we losing of something bad?
You really lose any sense of making rational decisions when golf is at the center of what you're doing.
Maybe they wanted to get the last round before the course is destroyed.
Exactly.
Well,
play the last course before the lava flow took it all over.
There you go.
my whole life might be destroyed by this lava, but we get one more round.
Right. Uh-oh, it ain't
come on, guys. Yeah. One more round.
Priorities, Ted.
These golf courses are going to be here next year, man.
Play it.
Kellogg's is releasing a new type of Fruit Loops called Wildberry.
Wildberry. What, do they have more sugar? Fruit Loops does not need to up it.
I thought Fruit Loops was the one where they made it seem like they tasted separate based on the color, but they all tasted the same.
It is. And in fact, the flavor, it's a patented flavor. And do you know the flavor?
A Fruit Loop?
Fruit Loop. You got okay, it. And it. Right. So it doesn't matter the color. All the Fruit Loops are the same flavor.
So no matter, so even if they do this, it's just all those Fruit Loops are going to be a different flavor.
Wasn't it Skittles that did that too?
I think Skittles, yeah, does the same thing.
Right.
But part of the thing is, with Fruit Loops and Skittles, and you have to understand the reasoning. If people go, man, they can't believe that. And it's like, ask yourself, especially with Skittles, all right, you're going to dump a handful. So you have 15 to 30 of these things in your hand. You want to throw a bunch of different flavors in your mouth at once.
Right.
Part of the reason you can enjoy just wolfing them down is because the flavor's the same.
Someone posted a photo of a random curly fry they got. Because it looks like a perfect ampersand.
It really does. Normally, I don't jump on those gimmicks. So I'm like, you know what? If I had this fry, I would have taken a picture of it.
Look at my ampersand potato.
Right. And then I would have eaten it immediately because I like a good fry like that. Sure. My favorite ones, man, where you get the whole spring, you know what I mean, at the Arby's.
Okay, I was about
why
to
does
ask
that make us so happy?
I don't know. I just want that whole coil.
So you like that... You like the tight coil, not the big one that you can get?
I want a tight coil.
Give me a tight coil. Right.
Give me a tight
coil. Looks
like
a box spring.
A little bit soft in the middle.
Tight, crunchy coil, sure.
All right. A new survey found out our top three financial regrets are...
Not saving enough.
Not saving for retirement early enough.
Marriage.
Spending lavishly.
No.
Having kids.
Not having an emergency fund.
All right.
And taking on too much credit card debt.
Yep. Okay,
that would make you not have a very good life, I would think.
Man, you want to hear something sad. There was the oldest living woman.
Okay.
She was 100 and some years. Okay, oh, she's still alive. Now, Miles is just like, oh, my God, this is so sad. I'm like, what, man? He's like, the world's oldest living woman, 120-something years old. Okay, so I'm like, oh, man, she died. He's like, no, she's still alive. Her quote was, in spite of the fact she's lived this long, she can't recall a single happy day of her life.
Oh.
The world's oldest woman can't recall one happy day.
And then you end up reading this whole...
I thought that was an Onion article.
No, dude, we started going through it, and I'm like, oh, my God. I feel so bad. I feel so bad.
She's like, lived no, really, this life long, sucks. And she's like, I'll
show it. I got it back on my desk. I'll show it to you. We take a break.
I saw the headline, but honestly, I was like, oh, the Onion doing it again.
No.
I haven't known a single happy day.
Not to be fair, she's old enough she might not remember.
Right. But she really did say she's never had a happy day in the existence
she can't remember
of the
one.
Longest life that anyone right now is currently lived.
Wow.
Not one good day ever.
Nobody took her to Disneyland.
She's never had a...
Where does she live?
Italy, Spain?
No. It's a one of the Eastern Bloc, Eastern Bloc countries. Because she even says, I work in a garden and I'm tired.
Right.
Like, I'm tired of this crap.
Oh, dude.
I'm tired of my miserable life.
We've heard this over and over again. The secret to true happiness is turning off your phone at 10 p.m.
I'll think of someone performing karaoke while simultaneously finding out you won the lottery.
A new study found that people who use their phones later than that are more likely to have all sorts of problems, including loneliness, depression, and sleep issues.
Well, you ain't lonely if you're getting karaoke, because
I think you just got to turn off the volume and check it when you want. That's what I do. That's my new lifestyle choice.
Have you turned off the volume?
Oh, I did. I've done it. It's new. I told you, Ted. It's new. That's why you haven't heard my phone ring.
We heard like 2 days ago.
Are you kidding me?
As soon as
you walk out of the office,
I think. Still doing that?
I'm convinced you have two phones. I'm convinced you walk out of the office.
See, I missed a call.
I'm convinced you walk out of the office.
This is a very new development.
And then call your phone on another phone.
Yeah, I do. Just to piss you guys off.
As soon as you leave, we're like, you've got... And your ring is always stupid.
A couple in New York have been trying to get their 30-year-old son to move out all year, but he won't go because he's 30 and still lives at home. So they just had to file a petition with the county Supreme Court to get him removed.
Jesus, man.
Damn.
How can you not kick your own kid out? The F out of my house.
Seriously, man.
That's the easiest person to
kick out. This is my house. I pay the mortgage. My name's on it. Get the F out of here.
Can't you just straight up call the cops and get him out of there?
I don't care if you're blood or not, man. You are out.
We'll see your blood.
Yeah.
I legally will let you freeload off of me for 18 years.
I will shoot you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, don't make me go buy a gun and shoot your ass.
I love you, but I'll shoot you.
I'm serious. You better pack up by the time I get back, because I'm going to figure out how to shoot this thing, and I'm going to shoot it at you.
A man in Wisconsin who couldn't stop yawning went to a grocery store and stole a shopping cart full of Red Bull.
Well, you know what he needed.
That's fair.
I'm going to support him.
He's yawning, dude.
I just can't conclude it. But I have no money to pay for this. I had to steal it. Damn.
If he got away, he must have had one before he left the store.
Right. They're still trying to track him down.
No.
No.
Yes.
The yawning guy got away.
I gotta believe that he just downed a couple and he's still running.
Right. I got wings now, bitch.
Damn, man. A 28-year-old woman in Florida spray painted a bunch of graffiti love messages for her boyfriend this week.
Oh, she's a moron.
The cops were easily able to track her down because she used his first, middle, and last name.
Told him, I love you, Brian Randolph Jenkins.
Right.
Address 3215 Isle Marotta Drive, Santa Rosa, Florida, 43217. Phone number.
You know, ended it with love. Sheila Denise Williams.
It's like, right. Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean,
Fort Walton.
Right.
You know, like, God damn, woman.
Right.
Michael Keaton had the perfect ending to his speech to the graduating class at Kent State, and it only had two words.
Suck it.
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Bag of my cock headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Michael, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Not a lot of info, but I'll tell you what we know. And look, let's face it. You just don't know when the rhythm's going to get you, right? Who sang that song? Was that Sheena Easton?
The rhythm's going to come get you.
Gloria Estefan.
Is that Gloria Estefan? Okay, she warned us. All right, she warned us all those years ago. Well, earlier this month, a guy broke into a law firm in Fresno, California. And after he got into the lobby, something must have hit him because he stopped and started dancing for 9 seconds. Okay, he's in there alone. He breaks in. This is all on the video. He stops what he's doing and just breaks into a 9-second dance. And the security camera in the lobby got a perfect shot of him popping and locking, in case you're wondering. Anyway, after that, he went back to his break-in. And he wound up stealing a laptop, a bunch of keys. But the cops tracked him down pretty quickly. They arrested him. He was charged with burglary. Do you believe that this man that breaks into a law firm and takes 9 seconds to pop and lock and dance is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Ooh, Fresno is NorCal, so that limits it to 3 of the 4. Let's phone a friend and ask Ted what he thinks.
So he breaks in.
He broke in. It's a law firm in Fresno, California. Breaks in.
He actually sees the camera. And when he sees the camera, he decides it's time to bust a move.
He's going to pop and lock.
Yeah.
For 9 seconds.
Can he dance?
Yeah. He can pop and lock. I mean, if you consider that dancing.
I do.
I you know why? Because you're white. White people can pop and lock. It's when, when breaking
can you pop out, and lock?
Yeah, I can pop
let me
and
see
lock.
You pop
can
and lock.
You can robot. I can
be you're better than I thought you'd be. What a great. No,
you can probably
not
you
a Ted. He's better than I thought.
I'm better than you think.
I did not say he did it well.
I need to practice for a minute.
Right.
You know, I haven't popped and locked since freaking two.
Longer than
electric boogaloo. It's been a while since I practiced.
Did he know any? Did he go into the law firm for any particular reason?
They just say he stole a laptop and a bunch of keys. I'm guessing not. I'm just guessing crime of opportunity.
You pop and lock. You're a white guy at a wedding.
That's true. I'll robot at a wedding.
Yeah.
He did chicken dance.
But he popped and locked. Man, if he would have gotten down and busted different kinds of moves, white goes pop and lock. It's like, are you a popper or a breaker? If I'm a breaker, I'm not spinning my head around in a cardboard box because I can't do that. So I'm a popper.
All right, go with white.
I think you should go white, Michael.
Yeah, let's go consensus today. Let's say white.
White, final answer. We'll find out if he was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Profile this takes us to Fresno, California, and a guy who broke into a law firm, stole some electronics, laptops, stuff like that, but sees a security camera there as he is exiting the lobby and decides to put on a show, so he begins to dance in his popping and locking manner. Was he black, white, Mexican, or Asian?
And that's what we asked you, Michael. And just so you know, the comments said, look, I know Fresno, man, there's a huge Mexican population. A lot of people went Mexi. A lot of other people said, a guy danced during a crime, gotta be black. So just know Mexi and black were the two overwhelming winners as far as the comments go, but you went ahead and said white.
Oh!
You are correct, sir.
Oh, yeah. And he robbed a law firm.
Right.
It just, I don't know. A law firm?
I mean, don't get me wrong. The stopping to dance. Like, that was my initial instinct.
Think black.
Then,
I did,
right,
too.
Then you realize it's like a meth head with... Yeah.
With skills.
But then I'm thinking over my, like, yeah, it's a law firm, man. That,
what are you stealing?
Not plus, he stopped in front of the camera to show off.
Saw the camera and danced.
Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Good news, Miles.
Yes.
What are you excited about? You've been fired up for weeks talking about it.
Oh, man. It's really encompassed my entire life. The royal wedding?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. I
cannot believe this is happening.
I know.
Oh, boy. That's
you can hear the trumpets now.
Yeah, you really can. You can hear the the carriages, it's all amazing. The stuff. Oh, it's going to be unbelievable.
That's their first official welcome.
Yeah, yes. Great sound effect.
A lot of velvet-looking things.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously...
And men dressed like playing cards.
Yeah, and you know what? Thrill and I were talking about this. I don't know who... Like, the media seems really pumped about it, but I read things that said a bunch of people in Britain don't care.
The funny
like,
thing
Americans kind of care, but everybody says Americans care, but I don't know an American
you know what
really
it's like,
cares.
Man, it's nobody like, cared, and actually, the way the headlines broke out today, just earlier, I'm going through headlines, so the top headline says, according to recent polls, neither Americans nor Brits care much about the upcoming royal wedding. The very next headline was, whatever this chick's name is, whatever. I don't know her
Meghan
name.
Markle.
Meghan Markle.
I don't
Come
know.
On.
Whatever. Anyway.
Something about her dad?
No. I've heard all about her goddamn dad. This was about, keep in mind, the first headline is no one cares. So the next headline was about her corsets and bouquet.
Oh.
Well, so you're telling us that we don't care. But now you're talking
more
about
information.
The thing that people would care the least about when it comes to a wedding.
I care about that corset.
But you know what it is? It's like one of those things that only happen every once in a while, so it gives people the opportunity to do what they do. So like you said, people who look like playing cards, but they've got like that big-ass horn that's like 6 feet long.
Yeah.
And they've been keeping that thing in their garage for all this year. Now they finally get a chance to like stand in a line with flags on it with four of their other friends who play that crap and blow it. Like,
the
they got
only
all kinds
other
of stuff.
Time that you hear about that is if you're singing the 12 Days of Christmas, right?
Yeah.
That's the only time you picture it. But see, here's the difference that they have in
Pipers,
England.
Pipers piping or
that
whatever.
We don't get here. See, in America, we call it cosplay, right? Or maybe you're a reenactor. Like, if you need to dress up and look silly, we have an interest. And you say, look, this is just my hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is my hobby, and we're going to do it when we want. These poor guys... Because you actually have to do this ridiculous crap for stuff like this. Like, they couldn't just get together and blow their horns in a park. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be, like, blasphemous. Where, like, look, if you want to dress, I don't know, if you guys dress up like knights and do your sword fighting, you can. We get it. But if you're
like
an actual
a lot,
knight.
But a lot of them are, like, legit military people.
No,
this or that.
I
just
know.
Wear the same old gear. Like,
I
the beef
No,
eater.
I get it. But, like, if you're going to be a beef eater, man, at some level, you're like, man, I look cool. You look cool. Let's go be beef eaters. But, no, you can't just be a beef eater.
No.
Because you're actually a beef eater. As where if you want to do Renaissance thing, like, you can do Renaissance anytime you want.
They should have the royal
yeah,
divorce.
Wench is going to wench.
Why don't they have the royal divorce? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they like now they're with a new boyfriend and girlfriend. They're happy. They're smiling.
Yeah,
they're flipping
I mean,
people off. You know?
I guess part of it is just because these things don't happen that often.
Okay.
Yeah, I also saw a thing that over under on that marriage lasted. I was like, oh, that's easy.
Oh, but the problem with it is, man, it's like they're living in a world that's not even real. It's almost like you're watching Batman or something.
Are you
like
talking
that.
About the winter cottage? I heard it's tiny.
It's not enough. It's not enough. But either way, it's like this world with all these rules and all this crap and all this stuff. It's all just made up and just it's crap.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It's just crap.
It's so, like a fairy tale they can't let go.
Yeah, so you probably don't care.
No,
but,
not even.
I mean,
oh, I'm all about
be,
it. I love
I know.
It.
Well, not always going to be you, Miles.
Yeah.
Now the good news is, if you don't really care, Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon will help you out. They have some characters, Cord and Trish. All right. Now they're going to commentate the royal wedding, but they're in character. Last night they were on Jimmy Fallon, and
this morning they were on the Today Show.
Yeah, like
and then Megyn Kelly continued the coverage. I've been watching all the coverage.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
You're bringing gifts for the
yes.
royal.
For little baby Louie.
Little baby Louie.
We have a gift.
He's and
we,
a gift
we have to figure out a way to get this gift
because
to baby
we
Louie.
We don't have any contact with the royal family. But this is what we want to give him.
Okay, you want to give him this. Now, this is a little.
Yes, I know,
this
right?
Is so
it's
beautiful.
A tiny crown, and it's a little royal scepter.
This is for the baby. The
this
baby.
Is for the baby. He's a month old. And a beautiful necklace.
What a beautiful
so can,
thing to
he
get
can
to
hold it and be like, oh, I'm the king of England one day. I'll be the king of England one day.
That's what he might say.
I'm not good at accents.
No, you are. No, that's,
yeah.
But what, did you, is that real jewels? Is it?
These are not. These are costume jewelry. I raise basset hounds. Mm-hmm. I raised champion basset hounds, and I had posed them in a royal setting. So these were on my dogs. I had affixed them to my dogs.
And now you're going
to
offer
and
them.
Now we're offering them up
to the royal
to
baby.
The royal baby.
Now, Miles, I know you watched this. By the way, the whole full clip of that is up at the Men's Room Facebook page. And watch it. It is hilarious. And they only seem to have an outline. It seems like that's a lot of improv they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they do, yeah.
Yeah. They're in the character, and they're just going to roll with the character.
Right. Like, I could tell, like, the obvious, the setup with the little baby scepter and this and that. But, like, multiple times, if you watch that full clip, you see her break down. I mean, at one
Farrell can't keep it together for about at least 2 minutes.
Right, and at one point they're talking about as if Molly Shannon and Will Ferrell, their characters, have never heard of Saturday Night Live. And they're like, well, Jimmy Fallon, weren't you known for keeping it together? Like this and that, right? He's just dying. Right. Yeah, it's pretty good, man. And that'll be a fun. So if you want to watch some kind of world coverage.
Are they really doing the coverage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For who?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I'm going to watch it.
You know what? I'll talk to the TV. You know what? We should look that up.
Yes, we should.
Oh, yeah. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The Fantastic Game Show. We should look that up.
That's a reasonable question. I mean, actually, I should know, and I feel bad about that.
No, I should.
No, I'm the one who's well into this. I love this. This is all I read about.
Miles said to me today, he goes, Ted, I'm just immersed in the royal wedding.
Immersed, that's a good word,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy. Do you actually, have all the tea in, I, actually, and your
I crumpets? I came in this morning, I was like, Robin, when in the F is this thing over? No, this weekend. I'm like, thank God.
But here's the problem. Once they get married, you're not thinking this through. Once they get married, it's going to be the same coverage. They'll just stop saying wedding, and it'll be the newlyweds. They're going to do the exact same amount of, mark my word, it'll be the exact same stories, but instead of saying the wedding, they're going to say the newlyweds. And we get 2 years of that crap.
Here's the biggest issue, I think. It's just we're going to hear about this dad and the stepsister.
Don't care.
For years. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you guys joke around about Jimmy Carter's brother, right?
Yeah.
Billy Carter.
Billy, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's kind of like
or
a funny,
William or Will Clinton's brother, too. Roger.
Roger.
Roger's crazy.
Yeah.
Roger Clinton did it like Bill would like to if he wasn't president.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be the new thing. We're just going to hear about them all the time.
And they're going to make so much money as a result of nothing.
The other most popular thing right now is, what did you hear? Did you hear Laurel? Did you hear Yanni?
I did not listen.
I know. But inside the NBA does an awesome thing here. It's after a playoff game. So you know Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Anderson.
Shaq-a-poco,
and
I like to call him.
I always forget the white guy's name. The main host. Anyhow,
who cares?
Inside the NBA, they're going to play this game. So they're going to see who hears what. And Chuck seems a little hungry.
Please play it.
Laurel. Laurel.
Shaq, what did you hear?
I heard them both combined, but I'm going to just go with Yanni. You heard
Ernie.
I heard Laurel.
I heard Laurel.
What did you hear,
Chuck? I heard
Chuck?
Laurel.
I thought I heard Donut. I'm telling the truth.
No, you heard
I swear to you, I thought I heard Donut.
You're the first one.
You got two chances.
You're the first one.
Laurel, and you got Donut. I thought I heard Donut.
Seriously.
I'm not joking. Let me listen one more time.
Here it is.
Here we go.
Laurel.
Donut.
Laurel.
Donut.
Okay, now that time I heard Laurel.
Laurel.
You heard Laurel and Donut.
So what's the correct answer?
The first time around, we were just throwing Donut into your ear. Okay. See,
so he did hear Donut.
Because they were putting Donut in his head.
Right in his little
that's
earpiece. All he heard was Donut. That's why his reaction
awesome.
Is like.
That's awesome.
Dude, man, I heard Donut.
Come on, man. Don't mess with me.
Man, they mess with him all the
time. You know, man, that's that. They've got this figured out. When they say, like, we were going to put Joe Buck in with this person, and you read all the crap about all the stuff, and will Jason Witten go to the booth and do that? Like, guys, man, take a cue from these guys. Whoever you put in the booth to do it, they'll call the game. They'll do a great job. But more importantly, make it entertaining in between the lines when that stuff's not on.
Please.
And these guys do that. So, you know, you could take a cue from that. It's entertainment. It's fun. You're having a good time. The NFL, I know they don't like to have fun because they're very serious and they're very, very conservative in that way. But they could have a lot of fun, man. Like, they I don't know. Dion was doing it for a while there when it was a crew together, but I'm not sure if his show is pulling it off. But
yeah, well, the other thing, too, Ernie Johnson, by the way, so the desk host there. I think the other thing, too, is sometimes, like, they've got Shaq in there and Chuck in there, right? And, like, you bring up Jason Whitlock or whatever.
Well, I was saying
the
Dallas Cowboy tight end who retires right, to the booth. Like, that's great and all. Are you funny? Are you good?
Going anything? To the booth, I think it's different, though.
It is.
Because they don't mess around as much during the game.
Right.
But also with inside the NBA, like some of the reporters and stuff, sometimes it's just like, and I don't know if companies want everybody to do 100 jobs or these guys just go, I could do that too. It's like some people are very good at certain things.
Yeah.
Like Charles Barkley, I think probably would be a little not so awesome calling games. I mean, I know he used to be
sure. No, yeah, yeah.
But it's Chuck, right? But get him in that studio set, and he's perfect for it.
Right. But when you turn to Chris Carter, he's like, I think the Vikings played a blah, blah, blah. And he's being very serious, and that's great. And if you really care about how the Vikings offense, You just watched the first half of the game. You saw what happened. Entertain me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need a critical breakdown from you. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
but you
I
are right. You the NFL is always super it's, serious.
Yeah,
everything.
It's like, come on. Show the highlights. Have some fun. Laugh a bit. I
Instead
guess.
Of telling us what we know.
Yeah.
They're going to find a way to run the ball. Right. Really? The team that ran for 3 yards in the first half. Yeah, thank God you are here, man.
I would rather.
Because we weren't sure why our team was getting destroyed. Really, all those drop passes, they need to catch back. Thank you for this 10 minutes of this riveting insight.
I mean,
no kidding.
I'd rather watch more highlights. And if Randy Moss wants to bust someone's bees or whatever, and they want to joke around and have a good time, different kind of show, make that show. Terry Bradshaw will try, but, I mean, he can't think anymore.
No, exactly. And you got to have the right people for it. All right, again, all the new shows getting re-signed, not signed, getting dropped. One of the new shows coming out over on CBS is going to be a reboot of Magnum P.I., which originally ran from 1980 to 1998.
Mm.
Here's the only really different thing is that Higgins now is played by a woman.
Ooh, that mixes it up. The thing is, you don't need to do... You could just have a private detective in Hawaii. It's fine.
Well, he's got to be a war veteran. So now he's an Afghanistan war veteran.
Okay, that's fine.
They call Lilo and Stitch or something.
I mean, it's fine. Like, okay, but it doesn't have to be Magnum P.I.
My bad. I see what you're saying. Right. It doesn't have to be Magnum P.I.
It doesn't have to be
a P.I. It doesn't have to be Hawaii 5-0.
Right. It's like, look, you're coming up with a show about a private detective. No offense. That's nothing new. It's a cop show. It's nothing new. And it is what it is. People like it. But like you said, it doesn't have to be Hawaii 5-0. It's just another cop show.
Who changes oil on an island for a Ferrari?
That's a good question.
I mean, I'm dead serious, man. You know, that's a $1,000 oil change. You got a Ferrari dealership on that
He's
one
He's still
island?
Driving a red Ferrari,
That's what
way.
I'm saying. Like,
but you're right. I mean, like, you can look at a lot of cop shows and, like, I don't know. Some of them
cop
are...
Cop driving a Ferrari.
But some of the cop shows are good. Like, I like more some cop shows more than I like other.
Sure.
At the end of the day, right, like, cop shows are cop shows. Right? Like, hospital setting show is kind of going to be
take
a...
Take one off, replace it with another.
Hospital set, right? Like, I mean, I've never watched Grey's Anatomy. I can't imagine it's that much different than ER.
What if you took like an actual cop log of a day, like chased down, tackled a naked man, and then you had to incorporate that into a real half-hour television show?
I think the difference should be this, because right now, like, none of us watch Law & Order SVU.
Special Victims Unit.
SVU, right? So none of us watch it, but if you see a commercial, it's always ripped from the headlines. Then they give a little taste of what's coming up, and you know the headline. I wish they would change it to ripped from the blotter. Because the police blotter is a hell of a lot different than it is from the headlines, right? Like you said, naked people, meth heads, domestics, getting puked on.
Carl, did you steal something for real? No, sir, I did not. Can you reach in your pocket and pull out the candy bars, please, that the convenience store owner saw you take? I don't have it. Reach in your...
Carl,
reach in your goddamn pockets and pull out the candy bars. All right. 5 Snickers, Carl. Jesus.
Ripped from the blotter.
Another new comedy coming over on CBS is called The Neighborhood. Now, that'll star Max Greenfield from New Girl. But you know what? I just want to get to this exciting point. Cedric the Entertainer is going to be on it.
Okay.
He's going to play the neighbor. I always like Cedric the Entertainer.
What is he? What's his medical condition? He was pumping out there for a while.
Sed?
Was it age appropriate?
No, I mean, it's just like, hey, man, you didn't know this, but I have. I mean, it could be diabetes. It could be a heart thing. I don't remember, but, like, he shows up on a commercial. It might be diabetes. I don't remember. And this sounds so dumb, right? But the commercial starts with just the regular people they use in the commercials, right? They're like, I have whatever it is. I have. Somehow, I don't have whatever Cedric has, but he popped up, and I realized I'm not listening to Cedric the Entertainer. Like, I'm listening to him tell me about this product.
Yeah, and he's hilarious, man.
Right. But he's not funny in this commercial, Ted. No, he gets it.
No, he's being serious.
Because he's being serious, and you're like, oh, I got to
I saw him doing an interview the other day, and they were asking him about the original Kings of Comedy tour.
Yeah.
And he was like, I was the only single guy. It was awesome.
That's good.
Right? What did he say? He goes, that's how I got the nickname The Entertainer. Also, shout out to the original Steve Harvey show, man. That thing was great with him on there. Miles, you're going to be disappointed. Living Biblically. CBS canceled that. It's not coming back. I know, man.
So I guess I'm going to have to live like a hellion, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
All right.
60 Minutes, shocker, got renewed. They're going to stick with that one.
Get out of here.
Yeah, man.
I didn't think I would make it.
I think the kids love it, man. It brings the whole family together.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, but the only reason any of them have their kids, it's their looks. You know what I mean? And I hate seeing that. Like, ooh, Leslie Stahl.
Oh, Leslie Stahl's like 100 years old and you still have sex with her.
Yep.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
Yes,
come out
you
to my
are.
Hotel room. All right.
You would. I'm like, how old is she? Why don't I want to sleep with
her?
We've
even
been
Barbara Walters.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm Barbara Walters. Yeah.
Can we get takeout?
Why don't you bring up takeout? So there's been a lot of data breaches lately.
Yeah.
Some have been at restaurants you could get takeaway from or whatever, but James Corden has a funny thought on that.
Another major corporation has been hacked. Customer information has been compromised in a recent data breach at the restaurant chain Chili's. Yeah. Chili's customers were furious. They were like, I want my data back, data back, data back. I want my data back, data back, data back. Chili's is addressing the problem. Meanwhile, dads everywhere are suddenly very concerned about the level of data security at their neighborhood Hooters.
I know
you're saying the same thing. Like, do you have like a Chili's Visa card? Like all my Chili's points have been hacked. Like, what do you know?
I assume there's a Chili's card.
You know, if you sign up for our Chili's MasterCard, you'll get 20% off every time you stop into Chili's.
A subscription to Time Magazine for the rest of your life.
Are you kidding me? Chili's has some data breach. Like, I'm in the Chili's club and now I'm effed. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
I don't know. But it's a lot of Southwest
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. All right, we got the headlines coming up here momentarily with Mike Hawk. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. As we go to New York State and a sex offender's mugshot that will seriously haunt your dreams. A Louisiana lawmaker is unhappy his bill was blocked, so he punches his colleague and then screams. Police catch 25-year-old Dallas man posing as a high school kid. Families are pissed that Mother's Day flowers a cemetery did rid. And seven wiener dogs attack and kill a woman in Oklahoma. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Kent State, where the graduating class was graced with the presence of actor Michael Keaton.
All right.
He spoke before the class, giving them an inspirational speech of what was to come in their lives and wished them luck in their ventures. But what's making headlines was how he ended. He was invited back to the podium to receive a plaque as thanks from the school for speaking and decided to give the students the student body two more words. He leaned in close to the mics and said, "I'm Batman."
Nice. That makes it worth it.
Yeah. But more importantly, he's Birdman.
Yeah.
I mean, if an Oscar matters.
Yeah.
Well, if the quality of film matters, he's Mr. Mom.
Yes, Mr. Mom. That's definitely.
Or clean and sober.
He's Batman. In other news, in Baton Rouge, a couple lawmakers decided to go to war for what they believed in. A state representative claims that a senator punched him several times because he was upset that his bill was blocked.
He was.
The representative claims that he didn't strike the senator back and says that they merely had a gentleman's argument that ended with fists.
When a police officer arrived at the scene, they were at a bar, and one guy was like, "He attacked me. He tried to punch me a bunch of times. I wasn't having any of it. Kind of deflected it. I wasn't going to throw a punch at my buddy. He is my friend.
Right.
We get into fights. That's what we do. Gentlemanly dispute." And the officer went, "Okay."
Yeah, nobody was arrested.
Kind of like the way it used to be. And not to be that old guy screaming on kids on the lawn, but my God, man. Like, it was...
Right.
Pretty days I want to press charges.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
You're mad at a guy, you just kicked his ass
said,
and you
moved on. No, we don't want to press charges. We're friends. We work together. Like, we just got in a fight. We got drunk in a bar.
No way he did it. He just got drunk and he got mad.
Right, exactly. Like,
this is not the first time he's thrown punches at me.
And they have, exactly. I really, once I read that story, I was like, thank God that real men exist. It's right. Honest to God, you're not peas.
Say it, sister.
That's right. You know it, baby.
In New York, a convicted sex offender has been arrested after violating his parole. The man was caught out of after his curfew, and after the search of his home, police found that he had acquired a smartphone that he was using to get on the internet. After he was arrested, the mugshot was released, and it is truly the stuff of nightmares.
WCMF in Rochester, that guy is your neighbor.
Oh, damn.
That is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, I know.
Isn't that surprising?
That's what I said. It'll haunt your dreams, man.
That's a sex offender.
Yeah.
Damn.
Take that back, Mike.
That's right. Sorry, man. In Dallas, police have arrested high school student Rashawn Richardson. Richardson was enrolled in the school as a Hurricane Harvey evacuee from South Texas, but after a little digging, officials revealed that he wasn't a student at all, but a 25-year-old man posing as a high school student.
Luke Perry!
The question is, why did he come back? Did he come back to get an education? I know he was dating someone at the high school.
Yeah, he was. When he was arrested, he was dating somebody.
He's a grown man playing with high school. He came back to drop buckets.
Yeah, he came back to play basketball.
Yeah, literally.
And they said he was an average player.
Right, he played a little bit in college, just wasn't... He was all right, so then he basically just... I mean, the dating the girl is terrible, but I think he initially went back just to...
Play basketball.
Play hoops.
All right.
Really? Yeah, kids.
Jesus Christ. If I could have just played high school basketball, things would have been great.
Okay.
I mean, who?
Well, he did. I think he was just going back.
I know. Like, if I could do it again.
Damn it. Let's see. A confusing scene at Baltimore-Washington International Airport as a plane landing from Florida was hit by a car on the runway.
Okay.
Oh, man. My bad.
The airline has only commented on a tweet from a passenger saying that they were relieved everyone was okay, but no further details
on
the crash.
You mean this isn't a road? I didn't know.
How big?
I just figured I could get down to Glen Burnie, Pasadena through this big, long stretch of road.
That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, man. We'll see you next time for the return of 10 versus the FCC. Bad jokes, and we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.